astrological metaphysical radio returns to KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I'm Farley Malaris, and welcome to the sixth season of the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Welcome to the Astrology Hour, and it's another Monday morning where we'll talk about general questions and general topics. Thanks to Duran Duran to the use of their music from the Edge of America and Lakeshore Driving. All right, how are you feeling today is a question that I might ask. Some of these transits out there are pretty bizarre. I had a solar return when I was gone on vacation. And, you know, it's funny how you do definitely feel rebirthed if you know about astrology and you survive your birthday period. Then you wake up the next morning and you go, this stuff must work because I certainly feel very different today. Yeah, I've got Venus and Mars and Virgo in my solar chart, which is where it is right now. And I also have a Sag moon with a Leo rising. And I have an unaspected Venus in my chart. Way to go, Farley. Anyway, we sort of set these things up way before we're born. We set up all of our transits, we set up our natal, and we set up the whole fling, the comet's tail of solar returns. So it is a rather exciting experience for sure, especially if you know about it. For sure. Okay. And also, we're going to talk about the circle of light. We're going to talk about the spirit today and the relationship that people have with God, from my opinion, as far as I'm concerned. So that should be an interesting topic. Okay, now what is the philosophy of this circle of light business? Well, one thing about understanding karma and or metaphysics or the soul, the growth of your awareness levels, rebirth, psychological and psychic and spiritual rebirth, and also understanding the relationship between man and woman and spirit, or man and woman and God, okay, is what the circle of light philosophy is all about. We oftentimes wonder why we have pain. We wonder why we get ourselves in trouble. We wonder why we put ourselves in situations that are uncomfortable, are scary, are filled with lots of responsibility. I was talking to a guy yesterday, a neighbor friend of mine, William, who is a lawyer with three grown children. And I also saw Steve Martin's movie, Parenthood, with Mary Steenburgen, too, was in, I believe. And, you know, realize that this guy, I asked this guy, I said, what's it like to be married and have kids? And he said, don't get married and don't have kids. And I said, what do you mean? He said, my kids are all in college, they're grown up, and I want to tell you something. It has been a lot of work and a lot of responsibility, and it's a lot more than what you think it is before you get into it. You know, once you, it's like being on top of a lake and you don't know what's in the lake until you jump in. Then you jump in, there's all these creatures underneath the water and stuff. But I did find that, you know, of course, not all people are disappointed with having children, but this man was. And it just so happened he was a single parent, and he raised these kids by himself, and he was telling me it cost $300,000 a piece to raise them and clothe them and feed them and fix them and everything. And, you know, he's 43, and he was fed up. He had, you know, his first kid at a very young age, and he was very excited about it. But, you know, the whole thing is that you can really have whatever you want, and you can create anything you want because you created life for yourself. That's true. But you must remember that whatever you create beyond the spirit, outside of the circle of light, outside of the circle of God in which we all dwell, then you must be prepared to pay a price and to assume responsibility for what you've created beyond that circle. And this is a very interesting philosophy. I believe that we live in a circle of light, an aura of light, if you want, and that we, in fact, are in a state of rarefied spirit in a human form, but we are in communion with and totally anchored to a massive source of energy of love and light, which is a far greater circle, okay? And when you choose to be born, when you choose to be born in this dimension, you actually leave the protection of what we call the over God, or the source of love and light in higher realms, and you enter another dimension where you're still in another circle of light, but you're a lot more vulnerable as far as what you might manifest or create. See, in the higher realm, we know that the spirit is all there is. We have a total awareness and understanding that the spirit is the wealth and the power of the individual.
But down here on Earth, we're dealing with billions of people that seem to forget this interesting philosophy, and they totally ignore the spirit. Now, it's funny that when you leave the circle of light, whether it is to be born on Earth when you leave the greater circle, or when you leave your own circle here on Earth, or you're in denial and don't even accept it exists, not only are you vulnerable to creating karma and heavy responsibilities that will actually take a toll on you, not only for life force and energy, because you can be drained by what you create, also responsibility, but also it does create a karma where whatever you create, you are responsible for. So if it's a negative energy, then it's something you must pay back. And that's, of course, where astrology comes in, because between lifetimes, we judge ourselves, in fact, to see what we have done in previous lifetimes and judge the ramifications of same, and then come back with sensitive, vulnerable vehicles in oncoming lifetimes or current lifetimes that we are choosing that are astrologically affixed to allow us to manifest the similar karma, similar things that we have loved and been obsessed with in past lives, so we could finally learn the lessons and let go of that stuff to return to the circle. It's a very simple philosophy. To escape the bonds of reincarnation, you must remain inside of your circle, and you must remember that you are God, that you do have this power, this creativity, and that you need nothing else but yourself, because you are the universe. You are the universe, and you are God, and everything you need is inside of your circle. Well, while you're here on Earth, you are under the opinion and under the illusion that you must create something beyond the circle, okay? Whatever it is, maybe it's a family, maybe it's a career, maybe it's a car, maybe it's a house, maybe a boat, maybe a trip, maybe an obsession of some kind. You know, maybe you are on a quest, and you give priority to things way more important than the spirit, which we forget about, and that's where prayer comes in. You see, like all these ancient religions and these fundamentalist religions are interesting in their foundations, in that the foundation of their power lies in mercy, grace, and prayer. And that is why whenever I notice that I'm outside the circle of light or beyond its protection, I use things like the Lord's Prayer or affirmation mantras, affirming the spirit and fortifying the spirit. And in this way, these mantras protect me and protect my soul and my awareness level, and I'm not vulnerable anymore. See, like, so many people have left the circle for so long that when they die, they can't even return to the circle of light that exists above this and beyond this realm, because they forgot how to get there. So they get trapped in what we call a limbo state, sort of like a place in between this realm, the third dimension, and the higher realms of spirit, okay? And being lost or trapped in this limbo dimension, they have no expression. In fact, they don't even have any connection to what they are as far as God is concerned. They are totally lost in selfishness and obsession and creating things for selfish reasons. So they end up attaching themselves to people. You know, these lost entities, these lost souls, end up attaching themselves to people who have left the protection of their own circles of light. It's a pretty interesting philosophy, because when I take a look at the problem on this planet, the fact that this planet is almost a spiritless void as far as individual hope and grace and energy is concerned, I think that we could return to the circle in force as a whole by understanding that there are elements that exists in this realm, in the third dimension, people that exist outside of our own circle that will enslave us once we leave it, okay, through whatever means, whether it's career or love or our family or whatever, and also entities, discarnate beings that will attach themselves to our chakras and our very auras at a young age. Too many of these beings, of course, leading up to a possessed state, possession, just like in the movie Exorcist, and demonic possession, in case you're totally lost, which is a symptom of like heroin and cocaine addiction, crack and intravenous drug use, and also criminal behavior. You know, that's just a sign metaphysically of total possession or being totally taken over by other entities or other forces. So you know, I was thinking about this when I was on my vacation. I was thinking of this circle of light philosophy, trying to remain inside of my circle and trying not to let anything drag me too far from the center, because little things, you know, like nicotine and coffee and sugar and, you know, pot and alcohol and anything that is a mind altercation substance is something that artificially creates a spiritual aura, but really and truly takes us out of our circle and leaves us dead vulnerable, not only to the enslavement by other beings on this planet, but also by evil forces that exist in a limbo realm. You know, of course, this is the philosophy by Farley Malaris, and you know, this is what I think about when I have nothing else to do sometimes, and I welcome your thoughts on this subject, if you have any. If you think I'm full of beans, then fine, call me up and tell me, Farley, you're full of beans. You have to ask yourself, what is it that you do in your life? What choices are they that you make that would weaken you? Okay, and if you want to know what takes you out of your circle of light or your spirit of God, or you know what does some of these alcohol and drug addiction programs call your higher power, okay, if you want to know what takes you out of the circle, it is that which weakens you, whatever it is, whatever it may be, whether you're obsessed and addicted to what we call a steroid fattened beef, you know, where they take a cow and fill it with enough steroids to make it grow 10 times faster than normal, and you eat burgers and fries and Cokes all the time, or whether, you know, you just smoke, or whether you're just hopelessly in love with someone that'll never return that energy to you, it's like a downhill fight all the way, then you really can be out of your circle. Now, symptoms of being out of the circle, not only metaphysically, can be possession and stress and irritability, or, you know, other entities interfering, but depression and anxiety and psychosis and psychological problems and emotional problems are triggered by being outside of your circle of light. Now, that is why we use astrology, number one, to understand the karma of any one particular lifetime, because by understanding the squares in our chart, we can zero in on self-imposed stress, low self-esteem, or not really loving or embracing the self. Squares tell us how far we have to go to get in touch with love inside that circle of light. Oppositions tell us about the challenges and the impossible dreams we must create to overcome in order to embrace our soul and evolve within the circle of light, okay? Planets like Saturn, which pinpoint the major study lesson in life in the chart, and planets like Uranus, which is the awakener, and Neptune, which is the illuminator, by studying them in an astrology chart, you can typically understand so much more about the path of your soul, your past lives, and what you've chosen for any one current lifetime as far as karma is concerned. You know, when asked the question, they say, Farley, what do I have to do to escape this dimension? What do I have to do to overcome the pull of reincarnation? And what do I have to do to absolve my karma? Well, that's very simple. You must return to the circle of light, and you must stay there. And that is why when you see these guru-type people that meditate and pray all the time and that are very highly evolved spiritually and psychically, they don't need much to live on. You know, they are people that don't need much to eat. They're, you know, obviously not affected by substances or by the chemicals in our lifestyle and such. They are people that aren't worried too much about style or fashion or about culture. They're more interested in spirit and in love and in sharing and in philosophy, and they are ready to leave it all behind when the choice comes. And basically, that's what it's all about. The question that we asked you is there anything outside of that circle of light that is more important than your spirit? And if the answer is yes, then you will most certainly be reincarnated, because there's something in this realm, something material, something in this illusion of separation that is appealing to you and drawing you towards it, whether it's a person, whether it's a love, whether it's an obsession, or whether it's just your need to feel apart and separate from the whole. You know, so a lot of us don't like loneliness, and we don't like the feeling of being alone and separate from everyone else, but a lot of us at the same time, when we go check our bank accounts or our wealth or our assets, boy, are we happy we have that little empire, that it's all ours, ours and ours alone. Notice the word alone is in there. You know, had you ever thought about what it would be like to be rich in a mansion on a desert island or a tropical island? Because a lot of people, once they reach the end of their path, and once they have everything they thought they wanted in this dimension, some of the richest people in the world, some of the most wealthiest and prominent people, oftentimes they are alone because no one relates to them. Everyone looks at them like they're different, or they're weird, or they're bizarre, or they're just set apart. So in a way, they're lonely, and truly, the illusion of separation is epitomized on those paths of people that are on the path of obsession and acquisition. acquisition and selfishness. And I'm not putting down capitalism, and I'm not putting down communism, but I am saying in the New Age there may be something better that is called shareism, sharingism, or, you know, familyism, family of manism or something, Aquarianism. That's a good name. But anyway, when I look at my astrology chart, it's interesting because I can see exactly what pulls me out of the circle. You know, I'll be honest with you. I like to eat, and I like sweet things, things that taste good, and I get high from food. Food's a drug. That's right. And just like, if you want to lose weight and you're fat, then the best way to do is get over your obsession of eating. That's probably what the problem is. And you say to yourself, well, everybody says smoking pot's bad, but I like it. You know, somebody likes it, and they get high on it. It's part of their lifestyle. When they stop smoking, life isn't as fun as it was before. See, there's a lot of reasons why we step out of the circle. And oftentimes when you look at your astrology chart, your natal chart, the chart of your birth, and frankly, if you've been listening to the show the past couple of weeks, the show's been called How to Learn Astrology, then you might know a little bit of what I'm talking about. Well, as I've said many times in the past, when you are born, there is a magical effect that occurs to the baby when it comes out of the womb. When that baby inhales its first breath and starts breathing and coming fully animated, then literally each and every one of the cells in the body, with special emphasis on the brain, are cosmically implanted with a reflection of this universe at that moment of birth. And because the only objects in space that are moving or fluid from our point of view is our solar system, Mercury and all the planets out to Pluto, including the Sun and the Moon, those are the vital elements that make up any astrology chart. And anyone that's into karma or metaphysics or astrology can explain to you that each and every one of those planets, where they are located in space, what sign they are in. That's right, because if you wondered what the significance of the zodiac signs was all about, it has to do with the planetary locations in space. You know, we talk about Mars and Leo. That means Mars is located in the area of space, a stellar constellation, a grouping of stars known as Leo. And you were a baby born with Mars in Leo, Moon in Scorpio, Venus in Cancer, and Mercury in Cancer maybe also. But anyway, when you analyze a chart, what you're looking at is you're looking at someone's state of karma and also state of their circle. See, like the astrology chart, at the very center is the circle of light. And when you go outside of that circle into the houses and into the planets, then you start to understand which areas of obsession and selfishness and which areas beyond the spirit, which you place a priority on, which will weaken you and your spirit. Like I said before, when you leave the circle of light and when you lose touch with the priority of God, okay, the priority of the spirit. In other words, when you lose touch with the only true wealth in this dimension or any other, which is spirit and love spirit internally, reflected outwardly, okay, then that is when you weaken your system. You weaken your body, your temple. You see these people that walk around and they just appear to be lame, or they appear to be very sick, or they appear to be helpless, or they appear to be dying. Well, not only is there, you know, one of my pals, right, Louise L. Hay, might agree, and a lot of other people might agree, that not only is this person lacking what we call physically, but they also may be extremely weakened in the spirit, you know, and they may need a spirit fortification, especially people with terminal illnesses or doctors have said they're dying or whatever. They have gotten so far beyond the circle, one wonders when the last time was they actually prayed or meditated. You know, there's some people out there that meditate every single day, like me. I pray every single day, ever since I was a boy. When I don't pray, guess what happens? I've tested this. If I forget to pray, then my system and my life is weakened. But if I say at least one prayer a day when I wake and when I sleep, I find my life is fortified and my spirit is protected. And it works. It works. You know, if I went up to a person and, God forbid, they had heart disease or cancer or AIDS, I would sit down with them and instead of talking about what they ate or what they drank, I would discuss spirituality with them. And I'd say, what do you think of God? What do you think of your relationship to God? How do you affirm your spirit? And do you know how to pray? And it's amazing the power you can attach to if you do understand and believe in that almighty power, that almighty source. Whenever I have beckoned the power of God, it has always come to me. It had always come through me, and it has always helped and fortified my life. And whenever I'm in trouble, the very first thing I do is pray. And it's funny how our meditate, right? Because to me, they're both factors which are involved with God essence and spirituality, spiritual fortification. And that is really what I think is the answer to the problems on this planet. If we could get our kids, I'm not talking about teaching Bible studies in school. I'm not talking about Christianity or Muslim or any of that. I am talking about affirming yourself and forming communion with the Spirit of God that dwells within you. That's it. You know, if you want to know a fact or the truth about it, the Bible says we're all children of God. So that's true. Why not relate to the Father and the Source? It's that simple. You know, and if you don't do that, if you don't reaffirm your spirit, and if you reach outside of that circle of light that you truly are, a God spark, the force, the I am force, which is fortified and sustained by the Course in Miracles, if you don't reaffirm it, then you do end out outside the circle, unprotected, weakened, subject to interference by other entities, and also on the path of creating karma, which is something you must pay for because it's beyond the spirit, and you pay for it, if not in this lifetime, in ensuing lifetimes that will come that are defined and designed by the natal effect at birth. And that's why your soul chooses that baby that you will be housed in, that will be host to your spirit, to be born at that particular time, whether it's natural birth, cesarean, or whatever, you know, to embrace the energies at birth, the natal effect, and to live your life out as it were, in order to understand this basic philosophy that is about the circle of light. That's simple. Okay? How's that for a topic? All right. You know, I almost didn't come back. I was going to end up in Idaho somewhere. I think Lewiston or Pocatello. I understand they've got mansions up there for like 90,000. Maybe we should move the whole Astrology Hour. Get a 6-bedroom house with 10 acres of land, brand new for 90,000. Can you believe that? I like it. Clean air, clean water, nice people.